Figures show that slightly down on the month before. There's also been an increase in the number of those who've been waiting for over 18 months. But NHS England's National Medical Director, Professor Stephen Powis, insists it's committed to bringing down waiting times despite winter pressures.
Seeing more infectious diseases, COVID is back on the way up, and we expect that we will see the winter flu wave in the next month. And of course, industrial action has been called by junior doctors. So it is a very tough environment.
Vladimir Putin claims foreign aid is running out for Ukraine.
Unless they want to come to terms peacefully, we have to take some action, including military action. But today, Ukraine virtually produces or manufactures nothing.
For the first time since its invasion, Russia's president is hosting a major news conference as he takes questions from the public and journalists. Over 2 million queries were submitted. Sara Sharif's father, stepmother and uncle have pleaded not guilty to her murder. The 10-year-old was found at her home in Woking in August, and a trial is due to start next September. Tory MP Scott Benton is facing a 35-day suspension after hinting he'd be willing to break lobbying rules. The Standards Watchdog's recommendation could lead to another by-election for the Conservatives. The Bank of England's kept the cost of borrowing on hold for a third time running. The base rate of interest will remain at its 15-year high of 5.25%. Official figures yesterday revealed a small contraction in the UK economy during October. And India's batters punished England's cricketers on day one of the women's test match in Mumbai, with the hosts threatening a big score. They closed on 410 for 7. That's the latest. I'm Kat Suave.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks very much to Kat.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Now it's pretty overcast, 7 degrees, a drizzle and light winds. It should stop raining by about now, and it should be dry for the rest of the afternoon. That's what it's saying here. Who knows? Who knows? Tomorrow on Friday, though, you can expect some lovely sunshine. Still at 7 degrees, so feeling pretty cold. But you should have a nice sunny morning up until about 3 o'clock, and it should remain dry tomorrow as well. Moving into the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, 11 degrees on Saturday and Sunday, and cloudy with some sunshine on both days. That's your weather on Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit SEHBAC.com for help with your home.
Christmas is only round the corner. Yes, it is. And I'm panicking because I've not done everything I should have done. I don't know why I've left it so late this year. Some years I'm quite good, and other years I am very naughty. And this year is one of those years that I've not really kind of got into the Christmas mood. Maybe it's because I'm just lazy. I don't know, but I'm just not quite with it. I put up the Christmas tree here. We've had that a couple of weeks, and I've got the Christmas tree up at home. But I'm really disorganized. I'm disorganized with cards, with sending stuff out. So in the next couple of days, I've got to get my skates on. Obviously not with my back the way it is at the moment. Not that I can roller skate. You know, it was a dream, really, because I'm not really athletic or anything. And I would love to be able to roller skate, but obviously because of my back, I can't risk it. But I'd love to be able to ice skate or roller skate, because I can imagine it must be wonderful just to go around at speed. I've had dreams, I think, where I've been roller skating. Maybe that would be easier, but it's the falling over bit. And I just don't have any... I mean, my balance is really just bad walking about. So, you know, if I'm in a cinema, which I go to occasionally, and they turn the lights off. You know, when you walk in, it's quite dark, but that's fine. It's when the lights are off and you need to go to the loo or something, I end up losing my balance. So if it's in the dark, my balance goes completely. So I end up on the floor. So I don't really take much chance of me doing roller skating or ice skating. And the sad thing was, when I was a kid of about 14 or, you know, 13, something like that, we used to go up to Queensway, a group of us, on a Saturday over the summer holidays. And I used to put the boots on, but I wasn't allowed to go on the ice because of my back problem. And I used to sit there with the boots on, at the side, watching everybody else skate. Oh, that's terrible. That's like one of my mum's sad stories about the doll. Oh, actually, I wish I had some very sad music I could play in the background. But my mum, Okay, so make you cry. We used to go, tell us that story, Mum, tell us that story. She had a beautiful China doll that her mum got her for when she was little. She was probably only about 7 or 8 or something like that. And it was a beautiful doll, all Victorian clothing and, you know, it was lovely, a China doll. But little known to my mum, you know, they used to make dolls out of paper mache. So my mum decided to give the doll a bath and then put the doll in the bath and then came back to it. Maybe, I don't know, an hour later, and there was just a head. The rest of it had disintegrated. Which I think there might be hands, but then the rest of the body had just gone. And I just used to make me, you know, used to make me laugh that story. It's terrible, isn't it? It just it is terrible, but it just still makes me laugh. Here's Kylie Minogue. This is Better Than Today. Unlike the doll that was just a head floating.
Seems there's still love in the first degree.
When he's at my game with a big fat aim, You wanna see the smile on my face, and even at my door with a 444, there ain't no man can replace. 'Cause we love our love different sizes. I love her body, especially the lies. Time takes its toll, but not on the eyes. Promise me this, take me tonight. If it's extra large, well, I'm in charge. I can work this thing on top. And if he's XXL, well, what the hell? Every penny don't fit the slot.
Ah, the anorexic chicks, the model six, they don't hold no weight with me. Well, 8 or 9, well, that's just fine. But I like to hold something I can see. 'Cause we love our love different sizes. I love her body, especially the lies. Time takes its toll, but not on the eyes. Promise me this, take me tonight. A bottle watch to time your beauty. I've had it in a second hand.
I bought a calendar, and every month is taken up by love of me.
'Cause we love our love different sizes. I love her body, especially the lies. Time takes its toll, but not on the eyes. Promise me this, take me tonight. Is told, but not on the eyes. Promise me this, take me tonight.
is Jason Derulo with Cheyenne. Just coming up to 12:15, and it's my guest coming up next. Now, I'm joined by Cormac Thompson, who is the voice behind Free to a New World, which you know I've been playing on the show, and it's a beautiful track as well. And it's taken from his amazing album, A Borrowed Gift. Cormac is only 14 years old and has already been a finalist on the Young Chorister of the Year. Appeared on the BBC Radio 1 and BBC Radio 2. He's been a guest soloist at the Royal Albert Hall and just missed out on the semi-finals of Britain's Got Talent. He's got 1.3 million views on YouTube and 11.2 million views on Facebook. And I really would love that CV. So are you there, Cormac?
I'm there. Hello, Michelle.
Hello. That is amazing. And you're still only 14.
Yes, I know. Thank you very much. Lots of hard work put in, definitely.
So before we talk about the album, what's happened during the making of the second album, when did you discover your voice?
Well, I was around about 8 when I started to sing. I just did it at school. My mum sang at school and she heard me singing in the choir at school. And then I started doing lessons. Didn't particularly enjoy it, to be honest. But I started doing a bit more. My mum saw this advert for the Halle Children's Choir. And she thought, why don't we audition Cormac for that? I wasn't particularly keen. But once I auditioned and got in, I actually really enjoyed it. And I started to enjoy singing more. And my parents started to think that I was actually quite good at it. So then we started doing more little concerts and stuff just at school. And then in lockdown, my nanny's iPad broke. And I'd normally do like FaceTime concerts for her and sing for her, but her iPad broke, so we couldn't do that. So we put videos on YouTube of me singing, and long story short, they got seen by a record company and they wanted to sign me. And then I got signed to Decca Records and made an album. And then once all that ended, we started doing stuff independently with a guy called Dominic Ferris, who plays the piano incredibly well, and he produced all the tracks, and Simon Hanhart, who does the audio and the sound and mixing and stuff. So we made lots of songs and released them as singles, and then we had the idea to compile them all into an album. And then so we've got the album, and then at the end of the album there's two bonus tracks with my voice now that it's changed. So two tracks with my changed voice. And yeah, there's a really good variety of different songs on there. And yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to talk to you about that, because the unusual thing about this album, it starts off with your young man's voice, and then it's gone into the adult voice. So I know sometimes when the voice breaks, it can take a while to, you know, because it's sort of shifting up and down between sort of pitches all the time. But you said that yours sort of came back just as strong.
Yeah, well, there's always the worry for a boy treble who's been singing in a high voice, if their voice is going to sound half decent when it changes. But sometimes it can happen in like a short period, just like a week or so. But for me, it happened over about 2 or 3 months, just by my voice was just transitioning from being a higher voice to a lower voice. And it was quite hard, to be fair, because it didn't sound good for quite a period of time, and we were quite worried. But you just have to play the long game and be patient, and it did eventually come out and settle down. And it's still even changing now, and it won't stop changing until you're actually about 23, which is quite cool, to be fair.
And both voices are on this particular album. Did you actually duet yourself? Is that something you've done with both the voices going, or it's something you might do in the future?
Well, we might try and do that in the future. That would actually be quite cool, because there is a few songs that I have sung as a treble that would work really well in my changed voice. So that would definitely be something that's on the cards for the future.
Now, you've also, besides your voice, you play piano and guitar as well. So I know you were saying you were working with other people on this album. So have you written any of the songs, or are you sort of co-writing material at the moment?
Well, I want to get into more writing my own songs. All the songs on the album are covers, but I think in the future we're going to try and release some of the songs that I've written and develop them more. Need to develop my songwriting skills a bit, to be fair, and my guitar skills as well. So that I think that's definitely on the cards for 2024, to develop my songwriting skills, definitely.
And you've obviously done so many things. You've been at the Royal Albert Hall. What was that like?
Oh yeah, that was amazing. That was literally right before my voice fully, like, properly dropped down. And that was quite a scary experience, because it was always the worry of whether my voice was, would actually be able to make it through. But it did, which was good. And that was really nerve-wracking. And it's actually quite weird that when you're on the stage of the Royal Albert Hall, the audience feels quite intimate and close to you, but then when you go, and it doesn't feel as big, and then when you go and watch the video of the recorded video, you're like, oh my gosh, there's so many people that were watching. So it was quite, I really enjoyed it. Definitely my most favourite experience.
I think when you've got that sort of classical voice, to me, gigs would be more nerve-wracking, because there must be parts where it is just the voice. So do you actually get nervous before gigs, or you just love it so much there's no nerves?
Well, I do get nervous for specific concerts. Sometimes I do get like really nervous, even if it's just a small one. But honestly, I don't really know. Sometimes it varies. But I do get nervous. I don't think there's really ever been a time where I haven't been nervous, unless it's for like when I'm singing with a choir or it's just not me singing. But yeah, whenever I get up on there, I just really enjoy the buzz of being on the stage and watching the audience enjoy what I'm doing. And every time I get off stage, I'm like, oh, I just want to get back on, because I really, really enjoy it. And it is a really great experience to be on stage.
Now, with the music that you're doing now, do you think that you might sort of maybe move into more pop or soul or country music? Is that something that you've actually been working on or thinking about doing that in conjunction with what you do now?
Yeah, well, most of the songs I've actually recorded are very big variety of different genres. There's not really any dominant genre at the moment, but I think in the future we'll try and slide more towards like indie pop / singer-songwriter type genre. Yeah.
Yeah, you're only 14. You've got plenty of time. I feel ashamed. After I read all your details, I've been saying all morning, I've looked at the website and I'm like, wow, I feel really inadequate now. I think a lot of people will do after they see that as well. Who would you love to duet, Cormac? Who's the person that you'd like to go on stage and duet with?
That's a really hard question, to be honest. I really enjoy Ed Sheeran's music. I know it kind of sounds a bit like a cliche, but I really do enjoy his music. And I think his style is really good. And the way he writes music is really, really good. So I think, yeah, probably Ed Sheeran, to be fair.
Yeah, you could be listening. The other thing is, you're probably a bit more famous than he is at the moment. Now, you were saying about the album A Borrowed Gift, which is your second album, yes. And that's out now. So you gave a little bit of a flavour. What would you say is one of your favourite songs from the album?
It would be the Ed Sheeran one, The Joker and the Queen. It was recorded with my changed voice. I'd say that's my favourite. In my old voice, I'd probably say it was Cinema Paradiso, from the Cinema Paradiso movie. That's a really good song, and it's in Italian as well.
Yeah. Now people can get hold of the album. It'll be on Spotify and iTunes. Is there physical copies as well?
Yes, you can get a CD. It's digital download as well. If you go onto my website, all the details are there. It's www.cormacthompson.com. Cormac is spelled C-O-R-M-A-C. All the details are on there. And all my socials, if you just type in Cormac Thompson, it will pop up, so that's good.
And as you said, you are independent. As I say to everybody out there, if you want to hear more, you have to go and support artists. If they're independent, go and like their pages, have a look on YouTube. As I said, 11.2 million. You've got 11.2 million, which is only a few people, obviously, and 1.3 million views on YouTube. Are you getting onto TikTok and things like that, or is it you leaving away from that?
We want to get more onto TikTok. We've not really got much of a following on there, but the main followings are Instagram and Facebook. And YouTube.
So 2024, will you be going out and are you touring this album, or are you just going to be writing more? What's going to happen next year?
Next year, probably just keep my feet on the ground and get better at songwriting and guitar playing, and just see whatever comes and take every opportunity that we can. Yeah.
Yeah, and you're obviously studying as well. It's not just you, you're doing all this and you're studying.
Yeah, it's quite. I used to struggle with juggling the academics and the music, but I'm definitely better at it now. I think I've managed well, hopefully.
And what are you going to? What are you going to be studying? Are you studying sort of music? Is that what you're going to go for?
For my GCSEs, I'm doing French, music, philosophy and drama, and then all the core subjects of the science, maths and English. I'm not sure what I'll do for A-levels or if I even will do A-levels. That's in the future. I guess we'll just have to see when that pops up.
Yeah, plenty of time. I mean, plenty of time. Wow, 14. Yeah. It's amazing to speak to somebody so young and talented. You sound really balanced, and I bet your parents keep your feet on the ground.
Yeah, definitely. My mum's a big promoter of that, definitely.
Yeah, and you're the only really musical one in the family.
Well, only one that's really taken any more than just taking music lessons. I know my mum took singing lessons and was in the choir at school, but it wasn't really much more of that. And my dad can't sing for toffee.
So he won't be doing any backing vocals on the new indie stuff then?
No, definitely not.
Oh, bless you. It's wonderful to talk to you. If you want to get a copy of the album, A Borrowed Gift, it is out now, Cormac Thompson, that's C-O-R-M-A-C. And if you go cormacthompson.com, you'll find all the details there. Also on Instagram, on Facebook and on YouTube. Always great if you can like independent artists, their socials, because it does make a huge amount of difference. And we're going to end the interview with Free to a New World. Tell us about this track.
Free to a New World is actually written and recorded in 1971, so it's quite an old song. Dominic Ferris, who I mentioned earlier, who the guy that we work on the songs with, and he plays the piano and produces all the tracks, his mum actually wrote it, and it was a B-side record to a number one hit in 1971, and it was kind of forgotten about, and it's a really lovely song. And Dominic's mum, Glo Macari, wrote it with Roger Ferris, Dominic's dad, and they wanted to kind of reimagine it, and they rewrote a little bit in the middle and wanted me to sing it, and then we did it. And then there's a video as well, also done by it's like a visual artist video with a lady in LA called Valerie, and it's really good, and you should definitely go and check that out. Yes, please.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for talking to us today, and I wish you all the best. And obviously when you get your next lot of music, especially indie, because we love indie as well on this station, you must send it in to us.
Definitely. Thank you very much for having me on, Michelle.
You're welcome. Take care, Cormac. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is a vision of the night. For I am blinded without sight. I feel sensations now inside of me, inside of me. And all at once I see the see the light. Is this a dream? How can it be? Set me free.
Oh, that is absolutely beautiful. I was singing along to that because I've been playing it on the radio quite a bit, and I just think it's beautiful. What a lovely voice. So don't forget, that is Cormac Thompson. If you love that song, go and have a look at his excellent website and A Borrowed Gift, his new album, which is out now, and that will feature him with that voice, which is his young man's voice. And it's now his voice is broken. There's tracks featuring his new voice, which is so interesting. And I'm sure he'll do it himself at some stage as well. So that's Cormac Thompson, Free to a New World. And Francesca's, what did you say, Francesca? She said, just listening, what a lovely interview and an interesting gift. Yes, absolutely, absolutely. Just coming up to 12:31, let's get some ads, and we'll be back with some Dua Lipa with Houdini right after this.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, me, 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 make me your home.
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Me or I go, Houdini, I come and I go. sing, sing of the mistletoe. Dance, dance, dance by the fire. Keep the golden songs alive with an old church choir. And you can hang your lights on me. Love, love, love under frosty skies. Arm in the snow. There's a twinkle in your eye, 'cause when you know, you know. And you can hang your lights on me. You can hang your lights on me. Hang your lights.
Hang your lights.
Hang your lights.
Hang your lights.
You can hang your lights on me. Put yourself at the top of my tree. And you can hang your lights on me. Bring, bring, bring down a gleaming crown. Raise a toast to one and all. Shut the curtains and the door. I want your loving, not your war. You can hang your lights on me. You can hang your lights. Hang your lights on me.
now. There's plenty more coming up here on Phoenix 98FM for the rest of the day. Let's have a little look. Now, coming up after me, it will be 2 hours of the playlist. Siobhan, unfortunately, is unable to do the show today. So do apologise for that if you're looking forward to seeing hearing Siobhan. Now, after 1, 2, 3, Drive, you've got Jo Bailey. She's bringing you home with local events, interviews, Drive live sessions, guest the intro and great music. And Jo's guest today is Michelle Spencer, who's a regular guest on the show, talking about mindfulness and well-being, which we could all do with at this time of the year. 98 out with Darren Mutu. He's going to be chatting to West Indies legend Ian Bishop. You've got the latest local, national and international cricket news with Darren, interviews and features. 7 p.m, the non-league hour with John Chubb, presenting an hour of news from our local non-league football teams. And then Bumper to Bumper at 8 p.m, a trawl through Indian alternative from the 1960s onwards with Gareth Williams. And then The Night Shift, a brand new country music show presented by Madeline Christie, which is between 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. That's all coming up on Phoenix 98FM. Here's Rachel Stevens, More, More, More.
FM travel news.
Right, let's have a look at the traffic and travel for you. At the moment, you have got delays of 4 minutes and delays increasing on the M25 clockwise between junction M25 and junction 29 of the A127 south and Ontario Road, Romford Basildon, down to about 15 mile an hour. Brook Street roundabout itself is actually clear, a little bit busy along the High Street as you get to Wilson's Corner in the High Street direction and the Ongar Road direction as well. Busy around Shenfield Station as always. And you've also got temporary traffic signals due to Gasway work on Churchill Road, both ways between the B1002 Arnold's Farm Lane. A12 is looking clear. You've got road resurfacing work between junction 13 and 16 in both directions. There will be some nighttime closures there, so just be aware. And if you're heading down towards Lakeside, that looks clear at the moment. Shop local, keep in Brentwood, keep the businesses going, and buy local gifts for Christmas. And when I say local gifts, I mean local shops, because we don't want to see the shops empty, do we, on the high street? In fact, you know, a lot of places you can see now the effect that COVID and, you know, cost of living has had, because a lot of the shops are disappearing. So I go to, I live near Lakeside. I do go to the high street in Brentwood because you've got some fantastic shops there. And but I do go to Lakeside, and I've noticed on the Brompton Walk, a lot of the shops are closed down. Also, Marks and Spencer's, as we know, has moved to one end of Lakeside, which I think is going to be affecting the traffic. I mean, I did speak to a couple of people that have got shops along where Marks is, was, and it's, they said the footfall is already kind of, you know, they are noticing the footfall. But you'd be, you'd be surprised, you're going past it. It's really horrible, isn't it, when you go past shops and they're empty. You know, and we don't want, we don't think we need any more coffee shops, do we, in Brentwood? I don't know. There's so many. I'm a bit particular, actually. There's a couple of coffee shops that I wouldn't go in because I don't like the coffee. They're all the ones that are the, you know, the franchises. But there's a couple of cafes and things, very plush one actually on the high street, does lovely food and stuff. But there's so many nice places to go and eat. It's really, you know, I remember coming into Brentwood when I was about 20, this is a very long time ago, and I got to Brentwood and it was 10 o'clock, we all got here, and it was just pitch black. That's the way Brentwood used to be. You know, the high street, it wasn't like it is now on Friday and Saturday night. It was like, I thought I'd walked into the middle of... It was like a nightmare. I said, where is everybody? And we were like, well, don't know. I thought we'd, you know, I don't even know. I don't even think the nightclub was there then. There was nothing. It was, there was nothing here. Because I've been used to working in London, I just thought all areas would have something going on, but it didn't. And now we've got the nighttime economy here. So on a, you know, it gets to sort of Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, especially coming up to Christmas, it's going to be rammed, and also all over the weekend, Saturdays and Sundays, loads of things to do. So make sure you check out local events. There'll be plenty more coming up here. I think on Sunday you can get down to the Gardeners as well. If you fancy a bit of karaoke and a bit of Christmas spirit and a bit of fancy dress from Martoni, who does Sunday lunch here on a Sunday between 12 and 2, you can get down there on Sunday afternoon and go and join in with that, because I think that's going to be absolutely hilarious. And you can get up and give a song if you want to.
Listen, honey, every word I say, I know that you don't trust me, and I'm better than the story about me. Everybody messes up some days, ain't got no rhyme or reason. That's what you want. I admit that I've done some wrong, but those wrongs have me write this song. And through it all, I figured out where I belong. Right by your side, right by your side. They say that hearts don't lie. The head might try, but it won't be right. You tell me what you feel inside tonight, 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 tonight. Yeah, yeah. Listen, honey, every word I say, I know that you don't trust me. Stories about me. Everybody messes up some days, ain't got no rhyme or reason. All I know is I'm yours, yours, yours for every season. Baby girl, let your hair hang down, and if we're lost, baby, let's get down. And when the world upside down, let's make it right, let's make it right. They say that hearts don't lie, the head might try, but it won't be right. You tell me what you feel inside tonight, 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 tonight. Every word I say, I know that you don't trust me, but I'm better than the story about me. Everybody messes up some days, ain't got no rhyme or reason.
season. Oh, oh, oh. Winter, summer, spring or fall, I'll be on the line waiting for your call. Winter, summer, spring or fall, I'll be on the line waiting for your call. I'll be on the line, baby, spring or fall, baby. I'll be on the line, baby, line, baby, line, baby, line, baby.
FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Is slow broadband cramping your style? Don't buffer in silence. Join BeFibre today and experience reliable, full fibre broadband. Enjoy a seamless, free installation and access to our UK-based customer service team. This is what streams are made of. This is broadband as it should be. This is BeFibre. Upgrade your world today at b-fibre.co.uk.
With the colder weather almost here, it's time to make those all-important home improvements to keep you warm and secure through the winter. Upgrading your windows and doors with SCH VAC will not only help improve the energy performance of your home and save you money on your heating bills, but will also keep you safe with the latest security features. Plus, get up to 35% off windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Visit SCHVAC.com to find your nearest showroom and see our new product ranges. Terms and conditions apply.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Long.
cheese, roast beef, Yorkshire puddings, your feet up with the Sunday papers. All great ways to spend the day,
but not really that fun.
This weekend, join Tony Smith and Phoenix 98 FM for Sunday Lunch. With the music news and strange stories from around the world. Interviews, chart update and movie reviews. It's 2 hours of great entertainment and great music. Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith. Sundays from midday. Put the fun back into your Sunday. Phoenix 98 FM.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
I'm John Chubb. Join me every Thursday night from 7 till 8pm for the Non-League Hour. All the latest results and fixtures involving non-league football teams from Steps 1 to 6 across Essex and East London. Reports, interviews and the old musical break. That's the Non-League Hour, only here on Phoenix 98 FM.
I love local radio because it's radio. And it's local.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.